We're on the outside now. Early American cars driving by. It's very, very nice, you know, different colors.
So I just want the audience to know something. Just because we're recording this, what you just heard when we went to the Early American Museum, if Mark and I had decided to go to the Early American Museum without the tape recorder, exactly what you heard would have happened anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just want you to know that you're just basically hanging out with us on a kind of road trip day. You know, we're not doing anything. Oh, sorry, we're not doing anything extra special for you. So.
No, Early American Pepsi machine over there.
I was just gonna say.
Got some Early American Pepsi. It's a greenhouse over there.
Yeah, I'm always creeped out by greenhouse.
Yeah, either that. Or, I mean, it's a part of the museum that the plants have taken over.
Green homes.
There's a building up here on the right, and I don't know what it is.
I think it's an administrative building.
Yeah, administrative buildings for the Early American Museum.
There's a prairie sampler, which is good because I'm hungry, and I think there's cheese sticks in the prairie sampler.
So, it'd be really grim to like see an actual sampler of what goes on here in the prairies.
Yes. I'd be like, want to go out on Route 52 and drink corn alcohol till we vomit blood, Lucinda? Yeah! So we're just walking.
Mm-hmm. There's a house over there. It looks very old.
I mean, I guess the garden, that part of the garden is very beautiful.
Yes.
The one we just passed, you know, if brown on the edges of the flowers is beautiful, then definitely it was beautiful.
Yeah, it depends on what you look for in a garden.
Yeah, now that over there is very pretty.
Yeah.
I can see that.
A lot of effort put into these gardens.
I really wish you guys could see this.
Yes.
Because it's very pretty.
Early morning blues and greens. To be seen. Hit record here, because now they've got a waterfall here in the Early American Museum. We're walking over this bridge, and there's a lake. And I think this would be a great time for like a monster to leap out of the lake and eat us.
I was just thinking it would be a great time for us to gently reflect and then kiss.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Reflections upon the Early American Museum. Here we are in front of a waterfall they had here. Apparently there were more waterfalls in Early America.
Early American Museum. It took a long time to get through. And it's really not all that big.
Yeah. just gorgeous place, immense gardens for you to stand around and be in a garden.
This would be the gardens where Grandma could wander,
uh-huh.
I believe. If I remember my old PSAs correctly.
I seem to remember that, yeah.
Grandma could just wander in the garden.
And you really can lose her. You know,
yeah.
You really, like, let her go, and it's a while before she finds her way back, and at that point, you're off.
Yeah, you get rid of Grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really afraid. I've heard that there are some feral grandmas stalking the ground still. They have a hidden area that they can't seem to find where their nesting place is, but they're trying to eradicate the the feral grandmas as we go.
That would certainly be good if they did that.
If you have a car, I'd say it's worth the 10-minute drive out here.
Mm-hmm.
For another reason than Jane seems really nice.
Yeah, she's very nice. She likes it when people come in, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it gives her something to do.
Validates her existence.
At least there's something to talk about.
Yeah.